Pretty nervous, to be honest with you.
Amen.
I didn't think I'd be nervous, but I am pretty nervous. I ain't going to lie. I wasn't nervous yesterday morning when I was up here for Sunday school, but I'm pretty nervous now. And I worked on a message about 3 days, and then last night it got changed. Or I still got that message. It just, I went another direction. And I'm like, Lord, help me. But it's not something new. It's something I've already thought about before. I just didn't really have it developed. And I don't really feel like I got it developed right now altogether. But I believe I'm going to go that route with the Lord's help. But before I start, I want to go ahead and pray. Because I'm pretty scared, nervous, to be honest with you. Father, we thank you so much for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you for the truth of the Word of God that we've already heard. Yes. Thank you for the fellowship. Thank you for your wonderful blessings. Thank you for salvation brought to us by your precious Son. Thank you for that free gift. Father, I do pray that you'd please strengthen me and help me, speak to me and through me, and that you would get all honor, glory, and praise for what we do today. Please keep me from saying anything that I shouldn't say, and help me to say what you want me to say, and we'll give you all honor and glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you would, turn to Psalms chapter 8. It's amazing how he mentioned that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have come new. Well, if you've been born again, you got a new name.
Amen.
So you may look at Psalms 8 and think, well, what are you talking about here? Well, let me just read the whole chapter here. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is a man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? I mean, we could just stop right there for a minute and just cry and thank God for that.
Amen.
I might not even be able to preach.
Amen.
For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. And I can't see myself. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Amen.
What I'm interested in Psalms 8 is, how excellent is thy name? How excellent is thy name?
Amen.
That's referring to the Lord, of course,
yes,
his name. But I think about our name and the new name he's given us.
Amen.
And I associate the name, your name, with your reputation.
Right.
So that's what I want to focus on, is our reputation.
Right.
Mainly, with this being a preacher fellowship, our reputation as men of God.
Sure.
And I won't be long. I'll be short. I'll keep it in a 10-minute window. I couldn't pass that up. Anyway, there in Psalm 8, 1 and verse 9, it's referring to the Lord's excellent name. But he's given us a new name. And that new name carries weight with it. When the Lord's name is spoken about, it's like in the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 3, because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth.
Sir.
That's referring to the Lord Jesus Christ
right there.
In type, his name is poured forth. It's like a precious ointment.
Amen.
Like that alabaster box that was broken, and when Jesus was anointed, it filled the whole house.
Yeah.
That aroma filled the whole house. When his name is spoken it fills the whole house. It should.
Yes, sir.
If people's there that's born again, it'll fill their hearts and fill their hearts with thanksgiving and praise. But I think about our name. How's our name when it's brought forth? Mm-hmm. Or when it's poured forth, spoken of, right? Is it like Ecclesiastes 10:1? Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor.
Right.
So doth a little folly in him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. We're in reputation for wisdom and honor,
right,
especially men of God. We're supposed to be. We should be.
Amen.
So when our name is brought forth or poured forth or spoken of, when somebody hears Brother Doug Thompson, what do they think about?
Right.
When they hear my name, and I know I'm just green, and I don't mean to like cut any of the men of God down,
right,
but it's just a thought that the Lord gave me. I think about Noah. When you hear Noah, what do you think about? You think about a man, well, first off, a man to build a big boat.
Amen.
But no, I mean, he had a good reputation.
Amen.
And as Brother Wells mentioned last night, he sustained that reputation for a long time.
Amen.
While he's building that ark. Matter of fact, it's still going on right now.
That's right.
Yeah, he made one mistake, you know, that we know of, that the Bible records of after the flood and everything, you know. And it could be debated whether it was intentional or accidental. But nevertheless, his reputation is a good reputation.
Yes.
You know, Proverbs 21 or 22 verse 1, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and love and favor rather than silver and gold. Noah had a good name. Noah had
Amen.
A good reputation. You know, and I'll note this, it's because Noah found grace in the
Amen.
Eyes of the Lord. We know that. It's not of his own accord that he had a good name, but it was because he found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
Now think about those that went to build the Tower of Babel. They said, let us make a name for ourselves. Now their name was on the road to be stinking savor.
Right.
You know, so which we know the Lord dispersed that, and because he didn't want them to stay in one place. He wanted them to be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. But their name was on the road to a stinking name.
Right.
Lot, as Brother Wells mentioned last night, Lot being a righteous man, but he's got a stinking name.
Yep.
Really shameful. Mm-hmm. A stinking shameful name.
Because
he didn't uphold his reputation.
Right.
He didn't uphold his name. The name that he was toting was the Lord's name,
mm-hmm,
being a righteous man, a just man. But he wasn't keeping that name, holding that name in truth. Think about Abraham. Abraham had a good name. What about when the Lord went down to Sodom to see what was going on there at Sodom in Genesis 18:17, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him?
Amen.
For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. He had a good reputation, and the Lord said he had a good reputation. He
right.
said, I know Abraham.
Yes, sir.
He will command his children. Does the Lord know us?
Right.
Can he say that about us?
Right.
Can he say, I know Brother Shepherd, his kids are done pretty much grown, but maybe I should say it about myself. Can the Lord say that about me? I know Jacob Rickard. He'll command his children
right.
to follow my ways,
right.
follow my statutes, and to do justice and judgment. Can that be said about me? I hope it can.
Sure. Yes, sir.
I pray it will be.
Amen.
I think about Job. You know, you could say, well, Job wasn't a man of God. Well, yeah, I believe he was a man of God.
Yes, he was.
Matter of fact, the Lord said that he was perfect and upright, one that feared God and escheweth evil. He had a good reputation with the Lord
right.
and a good reputation around him. He had even a good reputation to the devil. You know, the devil's trying to flip things around there and trying to move God against him. That's
right.
What it says.
Yep.
Then I think about David. King David, he had a good reputation. Samuel speaking to Saul concerning David. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart.
Amen.
That's referring to David. David was a man after God's own heart. Can that be said about me? Can that be said about you, Brother Otto?
Right.
Can that be said about you, Brother Miles?
Right.
Or can... When people hear your name, say, I know Brother Miles. He's a man after God's
right.
own heart.
Amen.
And I'm not trying to put anyone down. Y'all understand that?
Right.
Just think about that.
Right.
I think we ought to. It would do us well to muse on that, meditate on that, and keep it. It keeps you in check when you think in that fashion. Helps me to do
Amen.
That. Now I think about Daniel. And we mentioned this the other morning in Bible study there with the kids. We brought this point out about Daniel there in Daniel 5:11. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. Now that's little g. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, which found in him, was found in him, whom the King Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences, dissolving of doubts, were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation.
Amen.
Could all those things be said about me and you?
Right.
I mean, especially in the day that we're living in and just right at the verge, we could be carried into captivity like this.
Yes, sir.
We could be. We don't think about that. We think, oh no, America's going to keep going like it was, but we're right on the cliff,
yes, sir.
Right on the edge
yes,
of being
sir.
Hauled off into full-blown socialism
right. yes, sir.
In this country.
You're right.
I know we're limited on what we can do, but we can still stand for truth and righteousness
right.
like Daniel and still, like was said about Job, still retain our integrity.
That's right.
And keep our standing right with God.
Amen.
When they say, you can't go to church, you can't preach, you can't do this, you can't do that. Say, no, we ought to obey God rather than man.
Amen. That's right.
Not, I know you're supposed to honor those in authority, like Paul said, but when they try to supersede the Word of God, your allegiance is to God.
Right.
Not the government, but can our reputation, and if you read Daniel, most all the preachers in here are familiar with Daniel. He had favor. His favor with God gave him favor in captivity,
right.
just like Joseph's favor
yeah. Yeah.
with God gave him
yeah.
favor
yes,
with the Pharaoh there. And then I think about John the Baptist. Could it be said about us what Jesus said about John the Baptist? For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist.
Amen.
Think about that. You say, well, there ain't gonna be no other John. No, not literally. There ain't gonna be no other John the Baptist. But I think you can view the New Testament church as type of John the Baptist. He was the forerunner for Christ, first coming. Now the church is the forerunner for Christ's second coming.
Amen.
So can that be said about the men of God? Could God say that about the men of God? Could God say that about me?
Amen.
You know, there's none greater. I think about Peter and John when they in Acts 4:13 there, when after they had healed that impotent man, when they had went in there. Now these are the people that saw all that. They're speaking about Peter and John there. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they must be speaking to me there, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
Amen.
And when your name's brought up, or when you've been to a meeting and you leave a meeting, can they say that, does that fragrance linger behind?
Amen.
Man, I mean, I don't say that to flatter Brother Wells, but I can tell he's been with Jesus. I can tell that.
Amen.
If you can't tell that, you're blind. Or lost a golf ball in high weeds, as they say.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that to hold him up. But I can see it clearly, and I know those things don't just happen overnight.
Right.
I mean, it's something that you build on, I believe so. And I'll end with this. I know I've been short, but I'll end with this right here. Will it be said of us, Like it said in Matthew 25:21, his Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord."
Amen.
Will that be said?
Yes.
When we go on to be with the Lord, will that be said about us? Will that be said to us?
Right.
I know that's short and simple, but that's what I felt like the Lord wanted to do. I wanted to go another route, but the Lord wouldn't let me.
Amen.
So, thank you, Brother Shepherd. Come on.
Amen. Appreciate that. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.